production, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix News.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
AFDB happy with progress on multinational Lobito corridor. Three arrested in suspected murder of retired Brigadier General Mbewe. In global news, Angola's Sonango in talks with China for $4.8 billion refinery loan. With the main news at 18 hours, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The African Development Bank, AFDB, has expressed satisfaction with the progress made on the multinational Lobito Corridor program, a strategic initiative aimed at boosting regional trade and investment. The corridor will link the mineral-rich regions of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Zambia to Angola's port of Lobito, unlocking significant economic opportunities across the region. Speaking when he called on Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi in Solwezi today, AFDB Transport Engineer Daniel Isoba said the project marks a turning point as stakeholders transition from years of deliberation to concrete implementation. Engineer Isoba noted that the strategic transport route is expected to unlock unprecedented economic potential by improving connectivity and facilitating trade. He added that the renewed commitment to transform the Lobito Corridor into a fully operational commercial channel is projected to catalyze investment flows and enhance access to international markets, particularly for landlocked economies in the region.
That road, when it's developed, it will be terminated at Kinswalo. But the idea of that road is to move goods all the way to Wavis Bay, Durban, and also a port in Mozambique. The partner in DRC, in consultation with this Edenville Investment Limited, they agreed to form a consortium and made a proposal to also set up a border at Kinswalo and a road from here in Solwezi, about 60 kilometers to Kinswalo.
Meanwhile, Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi described the initiative as a major milestone for several sectors, including road infrastructure, border post development, and urban expansion projects in key locations. Mr. Mulumbi noted that while some businesses have already begun positioning themselves to benefit from the corridor, the environmental and social impact assessment report expected within 2 months, will further strengthen coordination efforts and support collaboration with urban development specialists.
By creating these road corridors strategically, we'll be placing the province in a strategic position where companies that will set up here, whether in the multi-economic facility zones or along the Lobito corridor or just anywhere around, will be able to access markets without any difficulties. So they can move their goods from Northwestern into Wavis Bay, into Durban, into Tanzania, without any problem. We also hope that as you engage with the would-be developers, time is extremely very important. We are in a hurry for development. And our humble plea is that when we get our partners on board, they must be able to move on time.
Police in Lusaka have arrested three suspects in connection with the suspected murder of retired Zambia Air Force ZAF Brigadier General Mike Mbewe, who went missing on February 22, 2026, and later found dead in Meanwood Ibex area. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says the arrests were made following investigations led by officers from Central Police Station. Ms. Kaitisha said the matter came to light on February 23, 2026, around 14 hours, when a 14-year-old boy of Chainda compound reported the discovery of an abandoned silver Toyota Hilux near the Assemblies of God Church in Chainda, which is believed to have been parked at the location between 22 hours on February 22 and 13 hours on February 23, 2026. She says police officers responded promptly and recovered the vehicle, while the keys were later found in possession of a 19-year-old male suspect of Chainda compound, who informed officers that he had collected the vehicle from the Napsa Flats area together with Gift Chisenga before parking it near the church. Ms. Kaitisha says later that same day, the deceased sister, Ethel Mbewe, reported her brother missing and informed police that he had left his residence in Chongwe on February 22, 2026, around 18 hours, and never returned home. She says subsequent investigations led to the arrest of Gift Chisenga of 10 miles in the Mungule area yesterday, with further inquiries resulting in the apprehension of Christopher Banda of Chainda compound.
Preliminary investigations indicate that Christopher Banda allegedly met the deceased in Chainda compound and drove him to a nearby mountainous area. It is alleged that while at the location, Brigadier General Mbewe became unconscious. Police suspect that he may have been poisoned. The suspect allegedly abandoned him at the scene and drove his vehicle back to Chainda compound, where it was later discovered. The suspect subsequently led officers to a mountainous area in Meanwood Ibex, where the body of Brigadier General Mbewe was discovered. The body has since been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where a post-mortem examination will be conducted to establish the exact cause of death.
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Malambo Haimbe has commended the European Union, EU, for its support during periods of economic difficulty and global uncertainty, saying Zambia greatly values its role in supporting macroeconomic stability, debt sustainability efforts, and economic recovery. Speaking during the Zambia-EU partnership dialogue in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Haimbe noted that such support has been instrumental as Zambia works to restore discipline, promote transparency, and create an enabling environment for sustainable, inclusive growth. Mr. Haimbe recalled that since the establishment of formal diplomatic relations, Zambia and the EU have maintained a relationship defined by strong development cooperation, robust political dialogue, and growing trade and investment ties. He pointed out that to the Cotonou Agreement as one of the fundamental pillars of the relationship, which provided a framework for political cooperation, trade relations, and development support between the EU and African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries.
Zambia greatly values the EU's role in supporting macroeconomic stability, sustainability efforts, and economic recovery. Such support has been instrumental as Zambia works to restore fiscal discipline, promote transparency, and create an enabling environment for sustainable and inclusive growth. We view this partnership not merely in terms of financial assistance, but as a collaborative effort grounded in shared responsibilities and long-term development impact.
Meanwhile, EU Ambassador to Zambia, Carolina Stasiak, underscored the importance of the European Union and Zambia relying